Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Because it is Wednesday and yes. It is time for Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
Hi, I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Macy.
Hey, Macy, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So basically, it's a lesson for your listeners out there. Check your boyfriend's photos on his phone.
Oh, yikes. No. Uh-oh. All right, so who or what did you find on your boyfriend's phone?
Oh, it's so much worse than you think. So a friend of mine found out her boyfriend was screwing around when she checked his phone and found photos of the girl he was screwing. And I was like, how dumb can you be to leave the photos on your phone? And she said, well, he deleted them, but they were in a deleted folder.
Oh, okay. So he had pictures of another girl on his phone, but he deleted them and they were in his deleted pictures folder.
Yes. And so she's telling me that I need to check my boyfriend's photos, like find a way to get there and do that.
So I take it you did?
I did. It.
And did you find pictures of other girls?
No, I found pictures of his so he must be sending it to somebody.
He never sent any to you?
No.
Okay. Now, these were in his deleted photo section?
Yes. It's a whole different folder, and you just go look, and then he deleted them 23 days ago.
Okay. And you're sure they were him, right? Like, it wasn't somebody else's, you know?
No. Well, I mean, I recognize the bedspread, but believe me, I know it's him.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to convince me. I'm sure you've had enough FaceTime with that thing to know who it belongs to. So now, are you sure that these were sexy pictures? Like, I mean, they weren't like, hey, I got this rash and I need your help identifying it type of angles, were they?
They were definitely sexy pictures because there was like the way he was sitting or laying and his hand was on it trying to make it look bigger.
Okay. All right, so any chance he's going to like take these pictures and like get them framed and send them to you for Valentine's Day?
I seriously don't think so.
Oh, God.
Did you get a chance to look through the messages at all? I mean, did you see if he actually sent the pictures to anybody?
I went through everything, and I didn't see them sent to anybody. But, I mean, those could be deleted. I wouldn't have seen that, but I was pretty thorough.
Okay, so the question is, who did he send these pictures to and why? I mean, just because they weren't, like, in a text message doesn't mean he didn't send them to somebody. There's, you know, Twitter DMs, there's Facebook Messenger, and then there's good old Snapchat, of course, so... Why don't we send him a text saying something like, I can't get any work done because I've been staring all morning at that sexy picture you sent me. Let's see what he writes back to that message. I want to see if he writes something like, you know, well, there's more where that came from or something. I don't know. Does that sound good, Macy?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, do you want his number?
Yeah, hang on. We're going to hit a break and then you can give it to us. And then I don't think you... What? You never told us his name. What is his name?
Oh, Hunter.
Hunter. Okay. So we'll text Hunter during the break. And when we come back, hopefully we'll have our answer next. Here's what we did. We decided to text... Now, Hunter is his name. We decided to text Hunter from Jordan's phone. So first, let's bring Macy on.
Okay.
And then, Jordan, what happened?
Okay, let me pull up my messages. So I texted him and said, hey, I can't get any work done today. All I keep doing is staring at that sexy pic you sent me. And so he wrote back, who is this? So I wrote, duh, how many girls did you send that picture to? And then he wrote, sorry, I think you have the wrong number.
Okay, so we wrote back, this is Hunter, right? And he wrote, yeah, but I have no idea who you are or what you're talking about. So maybe at this point we call him instead. I mean, Macy, it's really up to you.
Yes, call him, please.
Okay, hang on.
Dialing at random.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Hunter?
Yes. Who's this?
Hunter, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm a little confused, though. Was that you guys texting me?
Yes, actually. As a matter of fact, it was. Do you know why we texted you?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Is there a joke going on I don't know about?
Well, I mean, it's no joke. We know about the photos you took of yourself, the ones on your phone, specifically the ones of your junk, like while you were lying on the bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if this is a joke, I don't really get it, so...
Why the hell are those pictures on your phone?
Huh?
That would be your girlfriend, Macy.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure what's going on right now, but I'm about to start work, so...
Just answer the question, why are those pictures on your phone?
What pictures?
The pictures of your they're on your phone!
you saw those?
Yes, I saw those. Why the hell and who are you sending them to?
I didn't send them to anybody. They were supposed to go to you. I just never got the nerve to sending them. Remember when you were in Charlotte that weekend and had to go to that conference? You were like, I hate this. I'm so stressed out. I'm lonely. I'm bored. I'm tired. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to send you those that night to try to make you feel better or something. I don't know. I thought either you'd get a kick out of it or laugh or maybe send me something back or take care of yourself. I don't know. But I saw it and I felt embarrassed. And I just never sent them. I deleted them instead.
Okay, so you never sent those pictures to anybody else?
No. Hell no.
Okay.
I couldn't even send them to my own girlfriend. How could I send them to anybody?
Okay.
Who would I send them to?
Okay, so you took them, you changed your mind, and you deleted them.
Yes.
Okay.
Hook me up to a lie detector. I'm not sending pictures to anybody.
Okay. Macy, do you believe him?
I do, actually. I do believe him. Babe, you are so sexy to me, and I'm so sorry. I just, you know, Jacqueline had a boyfriend cheating thing, and she told me I needed to check you out, and I did, and I freaked out, and I'm sorry, babe. And you can send those.
It's okay. Jesus, no, I never sent those to anybody.
Can I ask you a question? What was wrong with the pictures? Like, did you not like how it looked? Like, was it not smiling? Did you have a bad hair day?
I don't know. In your mind, you think it's going to be all sexy, and then I did it, and then it just was terrible. It wasn't sexy at all.
Okay.
Babe, I think it's incredibly sexy, and I want you to send those pictures whenever you want.
I don't know about the pictures, but you can have the real thing later if you want.
Okay, this is starting to get disgusting. Okay, and I'm sorry I ask now.
Get it wrong.
All right, at least nobody cheated the day before Valentine's Day. Happy ending on Dirty Work Wednesday.
Yes.
Sorry, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.